You would think by this point in life, I had mastered the Fisher-Price shapes in the bucket game. I probably shouldn't do this with visitors in the audience, but I am going to brag. I'm pretty good at this. Okay, come up here. Put your hands out. Feel confident you can hold those things? They've been touched by my granddaughter. They're blessed. Okay. Do you have a watch with a timer on it? Oh, my word. Come on. Do you have it? Can get ready to go. Get ready to go. You do have a phone. Who doesn't have a phone? All right. You got a cool alarm? Oh, okay. I have to get ready. Do you think I can do this?
I bet you can.
I bet you can. Are you ready? Yes, I need a stopwatch. I'm timing. Sorry if you're visiting with us. Sometimes I yell at my students. It develops character. Not really. Okay. Just turn. And go. So good. Square. Square. Circle. Circle. Stop. And time. What do you got? 11.28 seconds. That is an Olympic record. Okay, you ready? Are you ready? Okay, here we go. Hold on. Hold that. You're going to do it now. You have no idea what I'm going to do. This is fun. I said, hey, you're going to volunteer. He goes, okay. Can I be on stage? Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ready? Whenever you're ready, she'll start timing you.
Okay, go.
Triangle! Triangle, 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 star, 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 triangle, square, square, star, star, strong, strong, yes, yes, strong, 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 no, not that one, not this square. 14, I beat him. Okay. Don't go anywhere, beatbox boy. All right, here we go. Are you good?
I'm good.
Did you have a medical release when you came to school?
Yes.
All right, good deal. Don't touch me inappropriately. There's Title IX people all over the place, man. All right, here we go. Are you ready?
Are you holding the...
No, I'm not holding the deal, but I have all the... Look, here.
That's what I was asking.
And here. Here.
That's what I was asking.
Here.
Okay, got it.
Here. Whenever you're ready.
Got it. All right, go.
You're awful at this game. Look at that.
Hey, I got one.
I'm so proud. Way to go. That is a triangle, and right. You have a circle in your hand.
Yeah.
Bottom corner. There we go. There we go. That's a plus mark.
Okay.
Plus mark. My word, chapel time has been taken by this. You're doing a pretty good job. Just, ooh, square. That's a good, that is still a triangle. That's still a triangle. There we go. Very nice. That is a star.
Star.
That is a circle. Star. Star plus. Right. No.
Yeah. Okay.
You're sitting on the star. You're staying right there.
Okay.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Yeah, this is like a really bad, anyway, I'm not going to say it. Right there. I was going to make a basketball joke. But I'm gonna, there we go. You ready?
Yeah,
not about our team, but another one. Okay, go ahead. Right there. Right here. Good.
Right.
Nice. Triangle. That is still a plus mark. There we go. And what do you got? That's it. You got one in your hand. That's a square. Well, how long was that? You wasted all my time. Okay, here we go. No, hey, you're awesome. You can sit down. You want to hold these for me?
Yep.
You're doing a great job. Give Malachi a hand. That's awesome. Point's pretty easy. I want you to listen to Romans chapter 12. Written to people like us, Christian people, been walking with Christ for a while, and he says this. Therefore, big fancy word, to say all this salvation has come for Jew and Gentile. Everyone is underneath the grace of God. And he goes, okay, right here, therefore, big transition. He's going to tell us something we all need to do. I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of all that mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Now, yeah, we've heard that before. Be good kids. Be a good commercial for God. Now get this. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds. Then you will be able. Let me say that again. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. If I had a dollar every time somebody asked you this question, my school debt would be paid off. Not now, because we have great discount students. But way back in the day. I don't know what God's plan is for my life. If God would just tell me what he wants out of my life, if he could just come down and say, what am I supposed to do? Sometimes it's because we are not putting the right pieces in the box. I mean, it's something you learn as a kid. You put squares and squares, plus and plus, circle and circle, star and star, triangle and triangle. But there's things that begin to happen that cause our minds to be confused. It's all over Scripture. That we have flesh and we have spirit. And this is after you give your life to God. And you're like, okay, what do I do now? You listen to spirit. You listen to that. We're going to talk about how to do that in a moment. But what happens is the world, just like I did to Malachi, they start to yell things at you. Just like I did to him. I'm like, that's a square. It's a square. He's holding a triangle, but I yell that it's a square. It gives him that much hesitation so that he's off just a little bit from the world-class record of shapes in the box record. Or worse, we don't even look at this stuff. We come and we realize, okay, well, I know everything I need to know about religion and stuff. I have a cell phone. And so we just go through life blindfolded and we expect to know what God's will is for our life. God has given us something, a few somethings. He's given us his word. He's given us accountability with each other. He's given us all kinds of senses so we can know God in nature. We can know him through music. We can know him through the arts. All of these things draw us closer to God, but we are filled with distractions. And I get it. There's always other things yelling at us. When things seem to be a triangle, we try to put it in a square. It doesn't work that way. There is a way to live. Now, the proverb writer says at least three times in the Proverbs, there's a way that seems right unto man, but the end leads to death. You may be sitting here going, I know exactly what I want out for my life. Eventually, that will that you have will be tested against an eternal will and to see if it's in compliance. Now, let me say this. God doesn't have one single plan for your life. He wants you to do whatever you do to the greatest advantage for you and the kingdom of God. Jesus said, I come to give you life and life abundant. And here Paul says, if you want to have abundant life and say, what is God's will for my life is, you got to put squares and squares, triangles and triangles, pluses and pluses, and so on. Well, Dave, what does that look like? Just keep reading. I mean, here's my challenge to you. All you got to do is just keep reading through Romans and you will get some very specific things. For by the grace you've given me, that's verse 3, do not think yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment according to faith that God has distributed. He goes on to talk about how we treat each other, how we talk to each other, how our attitude should be. All of this is all over the Bible. And if we concentrate on that, the next thing you know, our minds begin to shift. We began to understand, our mind is renewed, and we start to realize, okay, this is my next step today. This is my next step tomorrow. So my challenge to you is very simple. If you got your blindfold on, take it off. If the world is yelling at you, turn some of those things down. Spend some time in quiet. Actually read your Bible. Spend time with godly friends. Talk about godly things. All of these are some disciplines that will help us understand what God's will is for our life. If you don't have those things, you're putting squares and triangles and squares. Everybody understand? So just spend some time listening, renewing your mind, and see if you can figure out what God's will is. You're dismissed.